next Sunday I'll be ministering this song. I'm going to learn it properly. Yes. But it just dropped in my spirit, and I knew that it must be for somebody. It must be for somebody. It must be for somebody. That there is an assurance you have to have that God hasn't abandoned you. He hasn't abandoned you. That the songwriter says that he's ahead of you and he's behind you. So even in the center of your problems and your challenges, even when mountains are removing into the sea, he's with you. He's with us. He's with us. Yes. And it's a knowing. It's an assurance in your spirit that whatever happens, good or bad, God's word is that he's right by my side. He's right by my side.
Amen.
Yes. And God is going to take us journeying to the end of this year.
Amen.
Yeah, he brought us from January all the way till now.
Yes, Lord.
And he will not leave us or forsake us on the 13th of December. Mm. But as the prophet said on Friday, that better is the end of a thing than the beginning. So the end cannot be worse. It must be better than the beginning. Yes. And it's not a promise, it's a prophecy from the Lord.
Amen.
I said it's not a promise, it's a prophecy from the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, that the end must end better. Hallelujah. Greater.
Yes.
Nicer.
Yes.
Glorious.
Yes.
Happier.
Yes.
More prosperous.
Amen.
Than the beginning. If I'm speaking to 7 people, may Jesus. This prophecy materialize in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. It's beautiful.
Yes, Lord.
It's beautiful. Please take your seats. Let me read a verse to you before we. Can I read a verse to you? Actually, it's a passage of scripture. We are in Mark chapter 5, 22. 22. Yes, 22. 23, we jump to 35. I'm preaching on Jesus and Jairus' daughter. Jesus and Jairus' daughter. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. I mean, there are times where we are in a service, you sense the presence of God, and all you feel like is to go prostrate. Has it happened to anybody before? You feel like, you don't even mind the clothes you are wearing. Yes, whether it's white or brown or what, there is a certain presence of God. Your reaction is to go prostrate. You go on the floor. I hear. Are you in church? And he besought him greatly. He besought Jesus greatly. Please follow the story, because if you don't follow the story, you won't understand the sermon. Saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed. And then what happens? She shall live. Next verse. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged. Verse 35. No. 35. While he yet spake, There came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain people which said, thy daughter is dead. Are you following the story? She was at the point of death when he came to Jesus. Right with Jesus, as they were discussing, the woman with the issue of blood intervened and entered into the story. So about 7 or 8 verses, we have the issue with the Jesus' encounter with the woman with the issue of blood. So there was delay. By the time Jesus was done with the woman with the issue of blood, news came from Jairus' house that, don't worry Jesus anymore. Akrano, Jesus was delayed. Abarako seba nana mania sata. Zena kune zevekesia. Thy daughter is there. Why troublest thou the master any further? Next verse. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, what did he say? Ensuro, okau. Be not afraid, only believe. Next verse. Quickly. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. I follow the story. But when he was come in, somebody said, when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Yes. Only Jesus can look at the dead body and make an opposite declaration of the dead. A dead situation is settled. It's not dead. There is a type of faith that can look at an empty bank account, an empty pocket, an empty wallet, and say there is money inside this pocket. Yes. 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 We are not the ones who declare negativity. Jesus looked at a girl dead and said, she's not dead. Why do you look at your situation and not confess the word of the Lord against the situation? You are not barren. It's just that the baby hasn't come yet. The baby is yet to come. You are not barren. You are not sick. You are just experiencing pain. It's just pain. But you are not sick. He said that she's not dead. She's just asleep. Yes. Sometimes you look at the pain and say, look, I'm not sick. It's just pain. Pain, pains come, pains go. Pains come, pains go. As for pain there, it comes, it goes. I am not sick. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. He said, she is not dead. She's only asleep. The business is not dead. The business is not dead. The business is not dead. The damsel is not dead. And they laughed him to scorn. Because sometimes our people are hearing you make a declaration, you look funny. Yeah, you look silly. Even sometimes when a man of God is making such declarations, you express familiarity. It's like, we have heard this. So the response of the people is that this guy is funny. But we can see the reality. Reality is that business to encore. Things have slowed down since COVID came. It's difficult to get contracts. It's difficult to get a job. Right now, even to take out 100 Ghana cedi from your pocket right now, a lot of people, it will be a miracle. 100 Ghana cedi, aka owed 1 million. Yes. It will be a major problem right now. Yes. Yes. But to look at your family and tell them that this Christmas is going to be the most enjoyable one. And you know that even 100 Ghana cedi is not here. Yes. Yes. You look at your sister and say, the chicken we are going to enjoy this Christmas, and the pork that we are going to enjoy, I tell you. And as you are speaking, you are speaking from no assurance of any money. Yes. Yeah. I know people who have not been paid since September. They are sitting here. Yes. Even the September pay, they I'm going to check into three. Pay no first na endorse. Aye, 800 keke. And I'm going to check three. And to see an omuman 350. And I'm saying, Nyamiya Duma. Christmas bonus. Yeah, the boom. That amount. Yes. I'm telling you. Yes. But you can look at that and tell your child that, look, the toy I'm going to buy for you this Christmas, the gift I will buy for you this Christmas, you'll be surprised. Yes. I'm talking to somebody. They laughed and scorned. I told you about a service where a woman who was praying for marriage, a Sunday service like this, she came into the service with a wedding gown. Because, Charlie, at some point there, you need to besought Jesus greatly. So that he besought Jesus greatly. That the way you chase after God, it must not be like this, like that. She said, I've prayed, I've fasted, now that this marriage, I'm taking it by force. For since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Only the violent take it by force. She came to Sunday service with a wedding gown and brought a hanger of a jacket for a man. I've not seen such a faith before. So as she was entering the church, I'm sure the ushers were confused. Is there a wedding today? We are not sure. And why is the bride not coming with a bridal train? Why is there nothing? And she was holding her own hanger of a jacket. She walked and brought it to church. I saw in the video with my own eyes, brought it to church. Then the man of God called her to the front and said, I see your faith. Then he said that, isn't there a man who this jacket will fit? Who also is praying to God for marriage? Suddenly a man came from the balcony there. The miracle of the story, is that when they wore the jacket on him, it was his size. Hey! So she left the service with a blessing with a man and got married. I don't know when they did the marriage, but at that point he said he besought Jesus greatly. 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 You came to see man of God, my problem is not going. And he said, fast. What was fast in tree? Chinkom. Akwanche. 2 days. Oh, 2 days in Kwaon. First day, we started. By 5:30, he said, I can't kill myself. By 5:30, you are breaking your fast. As for the second day, I'm going to come 2 days in power. As for the second day, by 2 o'clock. So, what did you see before? we can beseech Jesus greatly. Greatly. My message cry is spoiling. And they laughed him. They laughed him. They laughed him. Some people are going to be laughing at you today, but tomorrow. I said tomorrow. Some people may be laughing at you today, but tomorrow. Tomorrow, they will join the people who are clapping their hands. I said they will join those who are clapping their hands. I tell you, and I prophesy this in your life in the name of Jesus. Yes, they will be laughing today, but they will join the hand clappers. Yeah, because the way God will do it, if you don't clap, then you are a witch. The way God will do it, if you don't join everybody to celebrate, then you are a wizard. So they cannot but to join those who are clapping their hands. I say, this one, they are only God. Only God. It's only God. It can only be God. It can only be God. It can only be God. Yes. 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 There are some miracles you don't give testimony. It is, everybody sees it. God, the ones you give testimony is the one that half of the church, we are not aware. It's not loud. But there are some testimonies, once God does it, you don't even need to come and stand there. Everybody can see that you don't need a testimony. We can see it. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. Yes. I mean, Apostle John, if you drive your four-wheel drive here, do you need to come here to say, praise the Lord? I was there. Do you know I was there? Now me were home. Now me were home. And I met a friend who said, me nya a contract with baby. Because who are a juma? It's a long sentence. Once the miracle arrives, you don't need the testimony. It will be so loud. I said, it will be so loud. I said, it will be so loud. Every day, when you are posting things on status, only people's pictures. You can't even post your own picture. Because your picture is not loud. There's nothing. There are people that they are always posting people's weddings, people's cars, people's everything, people's things. But that bank now over posting adia eradia yamao. Fatu status na yenche. Yes. When you wear your nice dress, put and take a picture, and say this is the doing of the Lord. Yes. When you have a nice smile, take a picture and said that my victory is here. Don't be posting MPP, NDC, Mahama, AEA. Mekanya miyaji na chao. Yes. And that's about to their expertise in posting verses that they've not read. You just put the verse, Psalm 70, 75 by 5. It's on a status, but you've not read the verse. You don't know what is there. You are just copying people's status. Every day I see somebody, I say that, Master, scripture, do you know what is there? You are just posting people's verses. Very, very deceptive. It's a very deceptive Christianity. To be posting verses on your status you have not read. Or to feel that when you listen to preaching on radio in the afternoon, you have gone to church. Like once I listen to preaching on radio, now I've finished for God. I've finished with God. One guy said, now you don't come to church. He said, oh, Reverend. So he was playing radio at the show. He said, oh, me tell you myself. And the man of God was also blasting on the radio, fire. So, Reverend, tell me about that. It's deception. I don't know how I'm spoiling my message, but I'm entering into different things. And mother, and and they laughed and scorned him. But when they have put them all out, when they put them all out, when they, he sacked the unbelievers, he sacked those who don't have faith, he put them all out. There are some people, they shouldn't come for your children's outdooring. They shouldn't be there. No. When you're doing small party in your house, they shouldn't be there. Don't open your house to everybody. You're not Father Christmas. Somebody say, I want to come to your house. So can we meet under the tree? We can meet under the tree. You see, you are going to be so nice to allow evil into your house. I'm telling you. You are going to allow evil to your house through being nice. There are some people, when they say they are coming to us, say, can we meet at the bus stop that is there? We can talk there. They don't have to come to your house. I'm telling you something. It doesn't matter whether you are in a 5-bedroom house or you are in a kiosk. Wherever you sleep is your place of abode. Yes. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm telling somebody. Not everybody comes to your house. Not everybody comes to your house. And they were with him and entered in with a dancehall line. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha cum. Which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. 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 And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. Please clap your hands together for Reverend Philip. Of God, you are welcome. And they were astonished with what? Great astonishment. You see, this is one of the stories that explains the healing power of Jesus. Jesus raised a number of people from the dead. This is one of them. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus had died 4 days before he got there. He spoke to the dead. He spoke to the dead. Here also, Jesus spoke to the dead. The other time is the son of the widow from Nain. That woman lost her husband, but she lost her husband in the absence of Jesus. Sometimes it is dangerous when your calamity happens in the absence of Jesus. But the second time she lost her son, that one, she met Jesus. Yes. When your problem happens in the absence of Jesus, you end up with a total loss. But when you lose something with Jesus by your side, you haven't lost. That's like, Ensuro, Ensuro, Okawu. Yes, he's there. He's there. Yes. So the blessing of the widow was that now the second loss, Jesus was in the neighborhood. Jesus was in the neighborhood. So she sang a song. Jesus is passing this way. This way. This way. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way. May Jesus pass by your neighborhood. Jesus, number one, was asked by Jairus to come all the way to his house. to lay hands on his daughter. Jesus was asked by Jairus to come to his house all the way to lay hands on his daughter. Yes. Jairus besought Jesus, not in a service, but there are times where the miracle that happens, we have that experience in the gathering. So you leave your house to meet Jesus in a communal place, in the gathering, like church. But there are seasons and there are times and dimensions where Jesus makes a journey to your house. To your house. And what you don't know is that many people who are moving out in town, Medina, or on the bus, in church, their problems are at home. Yes, problems are at home. There are people who are in church, they have sick aunties at home. People are in church, they have sick brothers at home, sick husbands at home. They have issues with landlords. They have rent issues. There are many problems at home that Jesus has to come to where you are. He has to come where you are. He has to come where you are. So to heal Peter's mother-in-law, he didn't call her into a service. He went to the house. He went to the house. There must be a time when Jesus arrives in your house. Yes. There must be a day where your problem, when it's encountering Jesus, is not in a service. It's in your house. It's in your house. Because some of the problems, you can't even, you see, if we start prophesying right now and we start to get up and we start to now uncover your issues, there are people who cannot even, they don't like that experience because by the time the miracle comes, their problem is also exposed. And they don't like the exposure of their problem. So they may not even flow with the prophet. But if Jesus comes to the house, then now it's a secret environment. It's a secret environment. Hey! Yes. Yes, secret environment. There are some problems you will prefer that is solved secretly. It doesn't come out. I prefer. I can open up freely. And thank God that Jesus walks into people's homes. Jesus walks into people's homes. He's not only a synagogue man. He's a personal person. He's a personal person. One of these days, can I prophesy to three people? One of these days, you are going to see the power of the Lord right in your house. Right in your house. There will be no pastor there. There will be no prophet there. There will be no evangelist there. But Jesus will bring an end. Will bring an end to a problem that is existing right in your house. It will come to an end. It will come to an end. I said it will come to an end with Jesus in your house. Ah, Manakuva Brakesele Adila Manasa. Came to the house. Mary and Martha, Jesus went to their house. Jesus can come to your house. Actually, he would like to even meet with you privately. Do you know what a blessing it will be for you to one day wake up in the morning and sense that atmosphere, a sweet atmosphere, the presence of the Lord right in your home. That's why you must make your home a type of place Jesus would love to come. I went to visit a sheep with my wife. When we got to the outside of the house, we started to hear bashing. The music was so loud that we knocked on the door, we banged on the door. She couldn't hear. Okay, it's a woman. She couldn't hear. So I told her that, you know, you go inside because you're a woman. Enter the room. She entered. You see, there are two compartments. You enter the first place before you enter the bedroom. She couldn't hear. The music, not the Christian musical. I can't even remember the song. You remember the song? Freedom, freedom, freedom. Shatawale, freedom. Hey! Such a song as the angels are gravitating towards the house. Say, no, no, no. Wrong address. Wrong address. No, no, no. It cannot be here. It can't be here. It can't be here. It can't be here. Freedom. It can't be here. Make your house. You see, Jesus said that my house shall be a house of prayer. My house shall be a house of prayer. We always interpret this verse for the Bible, for the church. But what it says is that anywhere, any house where a lot of prayer is lifted up, that's where I would like to be. That would be my house. Any house where a lot of prayer is lifted up. That's why I've said it many times. I doubt. And you see, when I say it, you may laugh and scorn at me. I doubt whether a witch can enter my house. I doubt it. Because you have to cross the entrance. You have to cross the entrance to enter the house. In Bible, where are you passing? You enter the place, now you begin to feel fire in your belly. I tell you, it's not possible. They can gravitate around. Yes, when I moved to where I am right now, in less than 3 days, I had a meeting. The area people had a meeting about me. Where my new house, when I got there, in 3 days, the area people had a meeting that Charlie, the noise that we are hearing at night, it's like somebody has arrived here. We have to put a stop to the man. They came. Said, no, at night we can't sleep. We can't sleep at all. They go to work in the morning. I said, this is my work time. I am working. This is my, the night is my work time. Yeah, I work at night. They work in the morning. Yes. Sit down, let me give you point 2. My time to is up. When Jairus' daughter died, Jairus was asked not to disturb Jesus any further. When Jairus' daughter died, you remember the story? He came to seek Jesus, and as they were talking, the woman with the issue of blood came into the story. And he delayed Jesus. Then he got the news that your daughter is dead. So stop worrying, Jesus. It's over. Don't disturb Jesus. Don't do this Jesus thing again. It's over. And it's the same thing. There are people here. Once what you are believing God for did not work, you begin to hear voices that forget about this God thing. This God thing. Are you sure you are a shepherd? Can you be a shepherd and still lose your daughter? Forget about this God thing. Are you sure you are a Christian, you pay tithe? You attended the convention and you lost your job? Forget about this God thing. Say, don't disturb them. I mean, close docket on this whole thing. This God thing is not a serious thing. Yes. And a lot of people are having this type of battle in their spirit. That, can I keep on with this God? Can I keep on trusting? Can I keep on believing when the things are not turning out as I expect them to be? Let me tell you, God is a sovereign God. The sovereignty of God leaves him with the choice of addressing your issue or not. Whether it is addressed or not, it still makes him God. He still stands as God. So we serve him and we keep following, not because he solved the problem, but because you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Whether I travel or I don't travel, look, I've believed God, I've done my passport, I've gone for visa, but boom, everything backfire. So let's forget about this God thing. But actually, he is God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. is God for mine. Yes. Last time, somebody said to me, he said, I lost my mother just a few years ago. But he said, anytime I remember, the pain is still there. The pain is not gone. So the guys said, Charlie, don't bother this. Find your way. Leave Jesus. Just find your way because there's no help for you in God. I tell you, your faith will be tried. Your faith will be tried. Your faith will be tested. Anybody whose faith is not tested, you haven't begun the journey for a miracle. Before your miracle comes, your faith will be tested. Yes. That's what Paul said. As for me, he said, I've held on to my faith. I've believed to the end. If ever you fall sick, will you still believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus? If you never break through, will you still believe that he's a Jehovah El Shaddai? If things don't turn out the way you expect, will you still say that God is good? Then somebody will respond all the time. I'm talking to somebody here. They advise him that stop this Jesus thing, Charlie. He couldn't help you. And some of you, help hasn't come yet. Help hasn't come yet. And you're worried. But I tell you, your faith is being tried. Your faith is being tried. Your faith is being tried. When you pass the test, the miracles will be loud. Miracles will be loud. Yes. When you pass the test, Apostle, your miracle will be loud. Yes. Sometimes the test of the faith is not you. It's wild. Yes. Ask Judith. The test is wild. It's so wild that it's a crying test. But only believe, fear not. Only believe. Can you believe as you keep celebrating your birthday, 35, 36, 37, that only believe that I'm a married wife? Only believe. As the birthdays keep changing and you are adding plus one, plus one, plus one, you begin to fear that, hey, will I ever settle down? Jesus, fear not, only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Hey! Only believe. Can I end on this note? God has tested you enough. This is the word of the Lord to somebody. The test is over. Now it's time for the reward. I said, now it's time for the reward. I said, now it's time for the reward. If you are the one I'm speaking to, I want you to clap your hands together and give the Lord a shout. Yes. The test is over. 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 Now it's time for the reward. The test is over. Now it's time for the reward. Yes. 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 I remember when Sunday school, I became a pastor. I said I was going to serve God. I want to be a pastor. And then I was sent out. The first few years was not easy. Never held a microphone. Never had a microphone. I did all sorts of donkey jobs. Mopping the floor as a pastor. This type of mopping that the ushers have done, the ushers do, I'm an expert in it. All sorts of donkey jobs, including I became my pastor's children's driver to school. I drive them to school. I drive them back. I go to the market. All sorts of donkey jobs that are outside ministry. And God was testing my heart. Will you be faithful? Will you be faithful? Never complain. Never complain. I'm sent to buy bread. Do you know bread? Pano. Yes. I'm sent to buy bread. Come back. Never complain. I did everything. Sound. At the point where I've been sleeping in the church. I slept in church or the church many, many times. It was one of those days we were sleeping there that we heard a bang on the door. Boom, 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 with three hefty guys. Armed. They told us, they gave us two options. Either we open the gate and they come in themselves, or when they use their machine to break the door and come in, we are finished. So choose. I say for here, today, only God will save us. Yeah. So we said, we're not going to open. Then suddenly we heard the turning on of a machine like a hacksaw. Boom! And they placed the blade on the metal. Nobody advised us. We opened the gate with immediate effect and alacrity. And they beat us. Have you been beaten by armed robber before? Yes. Small Christianity, you are here, you are complaining that you are going back to your Pentecost. You are going back to your apostolic. You are going back to your martyrdish. Beatings. We were beaten to blood, and all the money taken away. Yes, all was a test. All was a test. I'm still alive. Today I'm a man of God. Man of God. Yes. Man of God. Man of God. And I travel on my man of God ticket. Yes. When your test is over, nobody can stop your blessing. Nobody can stop your blessing. Nobody can stop it. So hold on. Hold on. In the test season, don't turn your back. Hold on. Because the moment your test ends, no human being can stop your blessings. It can't be stopped. It can't be stopped. Lift your right hand wherever you are. Close your eyes. Somebody is praying that God, it's too much for me. It's too much. It's too much. Too many issues. Too many issues. My children's father. My home. My family. My children. My business. Said God, let this season end. But I tell you, the moment your test is over, nobody can stop the blessing. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Something is happening. Just keep your hands up. Shamanana. Kenene saha. Hanada kasiata. Sana kubele ketiasa. Semanana. Because somebody here, the Lord came through my mouth to say that your test is over. Your test is over. Your season of reward just began. Just began. And you will begin to see it effortlessly falling in place. Falling in place because I have seen your faithfulness. I've seen your faithfulness. I've seen your faithfulness. I've seen your faithfulness. You could have turned back on God. You could have turned back on church. You could have turned back on serving God. But you stood your grounds. Yes. The test is over. The test is over. Shamanakuves. Vinananamaziakata. Inakose. Zibara kalabative. Semamba da 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 da. Ah. Aradabas. Aradabas. Begin to pray. Begin to pray in the language of the Spirit. 1 minute. 1 minute. All over this place. 1 minute. Begin to pray in the language of the Spirit. 1 minute. Everybody. Nobody should go out. Nobody should go out. Nobody should go out. In the language of the Spirit, lift your voice and pray. The test is over. It's time for the reward. I'm leading you into a new season. The test is over. It's time for the reward. Lift your voice and pray. Sanama. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. The words that you are declaring from your mouth, they are prophetic. They are prophetic. They are prophetic. They are prophetic. Sanakash. Antinenes. Zikaba. Adulas. Zenamaka. Barabakabash. Senemakapa, Sente, Silala Baba. Hey, 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 Samanakata. I love what God is doing. 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 Hey, we are all sitting in church, but there's a problem at home. There's an issue back at home. It takes peace from your life. You don't have peace. So even your joy is coming out of the house. When you are out of the house, you are happier. But when you go back to the house, there's pressure, there's conflict, there is pain, there is mourning, there is disappointment. I tell you, I need to pray for you. I need to pray for you that before the close of this month, that Jesus will take your home. Jesus will take your family and visit your home in the name of Jesus. An issue can be visited. If you are the one, stand to your feet. I want to pray for you. You have an issue, a major issue at home, that your joy is to leave the house. Your joy is at work. Your joy is at church. But the moment you get back home, you can't contain the pain. You can't contain the pressure. You can't contain the argument and the agitation. Jesus would like to visit your home today. Please lift your hands. Lift your hands. Those standing, lift your hands. Believe this prayer and follow the words of the prayer. I pray for you that the power of the Lord, the visitation of Jesus, and the intervention of Christ will visit your home. Yes. may you be top on the list of Jesus' visitation and intervention. That problem back at home, problem with your man, problem with your woman, problem with your child, with your landlord, problem with health, a child, a brother, a sister, father, mother, issue, financial issues, whatever is that problem, I subject it to the power of the Lord. I subject it to the visitation of Jesus. Just as Jesus followed Jairus to his house, may Jesus follow you to the house today in the name of Jesus. And whatever the source and the cause of that problem is, I curse it. Thank you, Lord, for we bring it to an end. I declare an end to that issue. Let the testimony arise. Let peace and joy visit this house. Let there be a miracle and a testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands together and take your seats. Beautiful. God bless you. God bless you.